question. How can Krishna have already known that Duryodhana was not going to listen to his peace proposal? If Krishna had known, then does that mean that Duryodhana has no free will? And does Krishna know everything that everyone is going to do? Answer: let's focus on one central issue here. There are conversational statements and there are philosophical statements. So, in normal conversations, it is not always that Krishna is necessarily presenting universal philosophical truths. So, for example, when he is with Draupadi, after the horrendous gambling match, then Draupadi breaks down and asks Krishna, "I called you, why did you come to help me?" So Krishna does not, in his answer, bring in either his omniscience or omnipotence. So therein, Krishna doesn't say that I am God. Or Krishna speaks in normal way. He says, "Actually, I was busy. I didn't know that this happened and I was caught in other things. The demon Shalva had attacked my kingdom and thus Dwarka, and thus I had to be there to defend." So, during normal conversational situations, Krishna doesn't usually speak too much about ordinary things. Krishna doesn't necessarily speak as if he is God. So here also, when Krishna is telling, this occurs in his conversation with Vidura, when Vidura says that, "Krishna, why have you come here? Krishna, you know that he is inimical, he is envious, and he is not going to listen to you, Duryodhana. Then why have you come here?" So at that time Krishna says that, "Yes, I know that he is not going to listen to me, but I want to make sure that my devotees, the Pandavas, are never blamed, that they incited the war, and that's why I have come here." So here, if we see the mood of the conversation, it is, if Vidura is really fully in the mood or reverentially that Krishna is God, Vidura would not dare to question Krishna's actions. So when Vidura also says that, "You know that Duryodhana is not going to listen to you," so therein also the point is Vidura omniscient? No, Vidura is not omniscient. He is not God. So the point is that it's in a conversational sense that that point is being spoken, and not in a philosophical sense. Like, just like when we have interacted with a person for a long time and we know that they have a particular kind of behavior, so they are unlikely to change that behavior no matter what happens. Then in that case, it is important for us to recognize that they will not give up. That more or less we can predict based on their past actions and their past behavior that they may not agree to a particular proposal. So here when Krishna says that, I know that Duryodhana is not going to listen to me, it's in a conversational sense, it's not in the philosophical, he's not speaking philosophically as if he is God. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does speak in that mood. He reveals the Vishwarupa and he speaks in his position as the Supreme Divinity. So we do see that Krishna does wholeheartedly try his best to dissuade Duryodhana from the disastrous war thereafter. But Duryodhana is in no condition to listen because he is obsessed with the kingdom. Thank you.